Veterans Update, Care to Replace Troubled Choice Plan by Tom Philpott. VA Secretary David Shulkin has offered a replacement for the poorly designed and managed choice program, which was enacted in a rush in 2014 to try to improve access to private sector health care when veterans are denied timely, convenient services in VA facilities. The choice plan allows veterans to use VA-contacted civilian provider networks if they live more than 40 miles from VA primary care or must wait longer than 30 days for an appointment. The new Veteran Coordinated Access and Rewarding Experiences CARE program would scrap those restrictions, which Congress passed only to hold down program costs. But CARE also has familiar features of managed care. Enrolled patients would be impaneled to VA primary care physicians who would control access to private sector care based on clinical needs and the health care goals and desires of patients. Also, for the first time, VA would offer urgent care or walk-in clinics, which veterans could use at no charge 2 times a year and be charged thereafter $50 per visit. Another critical feature would be consolidation of a hodgepodge of community care programs operating across VA regions to streamline statutory requirements, access rules, and provider agreements. And VA would commit to modernizing its direct care system and then support it by developing high-performing, fully integrated networks of care using quality private sector providers and partnerships with other federal medical entities and academic institutions. On its face, the plan looks like a very positive move, said Louis Celli, director of the Legion's Veterans Affairs and Rehabilitation Division. It opens up new access for veterans for urgent care, which in and of itself will be very well received. The plan's unveiling was marred when VA initially stated it would fund care by ending individual unemployability IU eligibility for 208,000 seriously ill or injured veterans age 62 and older, those who qualify for at least minimum Social Security. This would have cut their average monthly disability pay, $1,300, saving $3.2 billion to be diverted to care. Backlash from veterans advocates was swift, and Shulkin promised to find an alternative funding source that wouldn't harm vulnerable veterans. Apart from the funding issue, Celli suggested other reasons to study care details closely before an outright endorsement, for example, the promise of urgent care access. Right now, VA doesn't have the infrastructure or capacity to stand this program up, so it would have to contract it out with a major company like Walgreens or CVS for its Minute Clinic operations, Celli said. In time, the Legion wants to see VA equipped to provide walk-in community care to better control costs and to sustain the new benefit, he added. Veterans groups overall sounded supportive of care, but the Legion remains wary, Celli said, given past proclamations by key advisors to President Trump that the VA medical system should be dismantled and care shifted to the private sector. Shulkin has said repeatedly he opposes that idea. But some lawmakers see disturbing trends. Senator John Tester, Democrat Montana, noted that VA proposes a 33% increase in funding for community care in 2018, but only a 1.2% budget hike for direct care. What we are not seeing, Celli agreed, is the same emphasis on building VA's internal capacity as we are seeing VA use public money to outsource its responsibility to care for veterans. Another worry is VA's focus on closing underperforming facilities. The Legion wants to know why facilities underperform, Celli said. Have patient populations dwindled, or have facilities been denied funds to be properly staffed and maintained, forcing care into the private sector? As Congress is now discovering, costs are skyrocketing beyond all budget predictions as the quest to provide choice has overtaken common sense governing, Jeff Steele, assistant director of the Legion's legislative division, told senators. It's time, he added, to shift focus from politically motivated false narratives of widespread scandals in VA facilities to how VA care is resourced.